Hi, I'm Secretary of State Mark Martin. Welcome to This Week in Arkansas History. Since this is the week of Veterans Day, it's appropriate to remember some men who served right here in Arkansas. The Titan II launch complex in Damascus, Arkansas was part of the nuclear deterrent system during the Cold War. In September of 1980, maintenance crews were working in the missile silo when someone dropped a wrench socket weighing almost 9 pounds. The socket fell over 70 feet and bounced against the missile's fuel tank, causing a fuel leak. Early the next morning, an electrical interaction with the fuel caused a fire. The missile exploded. The silo's launch door landed hundreds of feet away, and the nuclear warhead itself landed near the launch complex's entry gate. Luckily, the warhead did not ignite. One airman died from injuries in the explosion, and more than 20 other people were injured during the explosion or rescue efforts. The Air Force demolished and sealed the complex. The missile program was found to be safe, but the Damascus accident led to more and improved safety procedures. Join me next week for more Arkansas history, and thank a veteran this week for their service.